in honor, but to me, those names are not okay. And if you're not going to change the name, every time you have the name in place, you should be donating some type of money to some funds to make Native American life better, you know, build better houses and everything. But unfortunately, they fell so far into the background and waited, to me, a little too late, almost too late to say things or express your displeasure that it's almost too late. But I think the Native Americans have to get somebody out front, start speaking with them, and force these people to change these names and do the right thing. Because basically, if you look at it, what does I think it would be an honor maybe if the Native American was somewhat native to Washington, D.C., but really it's known for politics or whatever. So maybe you could change the name to something dealing with politics. You don't have to call yourself the Redskins. I know you had that name for years, but let's try to show people some respect, because we wouldn't very well want a sports team name describing us as being something negative. So let's see about changing that name, and if not, maybe just keep donating to a fund to help those people out, and so they can get back into the forefront in society. Because if you look at it, most people go down in Arizona and holler about, we don't want the Hispanics crossing across the border, the illegal immigrants. But if you look at it, everybody in America is an illegal immigrant, except for the Native Americans. They was here first. So if anybody can really holler that, it would be them. So we just came here, and somehow or another, we forced them all the way to the back. So let's be courtesy of people and try to learn somebody's history, not go around just say, well, I know they have the foot sports team's name after them and whatever, and I've seen them in a couple of John Wayne movies or cowboy movies on TV being played negative and shooting flaming arrows at people. So that is not what a Native American is. So maybe there was a few tribes or whatever that did those things, but we just can't watch TV and learn somebody's history and culture and just assume that's what it is. And also the second most group that happens to is African Americans. People just go out, continue to make movies about slavery and everything. Okay, we know all about slavery. That was practiced here in America for 246 years. We don't need anybody to keep going out making a movie about 12 years of slavery. I mean, let's make a movie showing black people doing positive things. So the Native American and black people almost have something similar. They got portrayed in a bad way in cowboy movies, scalping people and burning people. We keep being portrayed in slave movies that, to me, we've heard enough of it. We've seen enough of black people cleaning houses and being portrayed as slaves and whatever. I'm not saying 12 Years a Slave is not a good movie, but it's something that is old news. Nobody want to see that anymore. Maybe if you'd have made it in the 60s or the 70s, yeah, that would have been big news. To me, we're trying to move on from such as that. We don't want to keep making movies then people will eventually who come to America and see that and say, okay, they still holding on to their past, and we too get pushed into the background when there's nobody else to speak for us. So that's probably what I think happened to some of the Native Americans. They sit back and watch people make cowboy movies, and by no means were the old people who were playing those Native Americans actually Native Americans. The role was given to somebody else, so nobody was employed in those cowboy movies that was a Native American. So they accepted that and never said anything. Now they're at a point that is almost too far gone that people just assume that is the way they should be here in society, but things should be for them. But that is not the way anybody should operate here in America. We should treat everybody with dignity and respect. But unfortunately, some of us still want to take a certain group and stick them in a certain place and make them not exist. And black folks, we've also have to pay attention to that. We just can't keep going around here. I mean, we got money now. We got a black president. We have a college education, but we can make movies other than the stuff that's showing us being a slave or dope dealer. It's all right to think outside the box and, you know, maybe even put yourself as a superhero. Let's don't go every other month or year we're coming up with a slave movie or showing a black person cleaning the house, because I think that it's the way the Native Americans somehow got into trouble by allowing all these cowboy movies be made, and they told you, oh, we're showing you respect, and this make you look brave, but it only got a negative stereotype, because when I was growing up and I watched John Wayne in the old movie, I always thought that maybe in the woods, a Native American was out there hiding there and was going to scalp me. So just watching those shows got you thinking in a negative manner. And the same thing with, you know, maybe watching a slave movie. Some people might can say you can draw from that and gain on it, but other groups, they're not going to draw and gain on anything of it. And if a black person by now hasn't, you know, learned anything about slavery or got any knowledge and built on it, I mean, really, he's never going to learn anything. So let's stop going out making movies that don't show us in positive light and striving to reach the top. And let's also stop putting names, people's names on sports teams that they don't want anymore, but you don't want to listen. So to me, if you don't want to listen, the higher-up should come down on you, make you pay a fine every time you keep using that name. Mr. Dan Snyder for the Washington Redskins, a lot of college teams dropped the name off because they didn't want the trouble to come there. But unfortunately, you're making a little bit more money than those college teams, and you want to hold on to that name. So they should get out and let their voices be heard, and other groups who also come to America and want their voices to be heard and join in. So just don't sit back and let somebody tell you, oh, this movie here, we're making it, shows you in a good light or whatever, because usually it doesn't. I mean, it's a time to move on, and it's time to move on for the Native Americans to get their names off stuff that they got nothing to do with them, get their status back, that show everybody that they was the one who was responsible for Thanksgiving and the Pilgrims surviving. Not now, you just look and show the Pilgrims somewhere that they did it all and everything. So you have to speak up and not fade back into the background. And that's for every group who is here in America and trying to get on top. You have to speak up and not just accept something that somebody else says is okay. So I'm Ezell Clark here on Community Talk. We're on Cigar Radio every Saturday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we're also on bbsradio.com. We're going to go back to more music and come back with our next topic.
I'd sure like the chance to please.
I'm Ezell Clark here on Community Talk. We're on every Saturday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're here on Cigar Radio every Saturday night, and we're also on bbsradio.com. So our next topic is going to be about the Atlanta Falcons. They've managed to acquire the two churches that was in their way for to put up the stadium. Now it appears to be another small roadblock here, a gravel parking lot is blocking their way, and they're a couple of $1 million apart for this property. So now they're going to use the old thing that goes in most government people's favor, and some people who think that Mr. Big Shot and have a pool with the government. It's eminent domain. So if the person doesn't sell in the property for what they want, they'll just grab it and offer them the price that's probably far less than what they want. But to me, the building the Atlanta Falcons Stadium when the current stadium we have is only about 20 years old doesn't really make much sense to me. It's something that we could put our priorities in other places. We need, a mass transit system to make it easier for to get around the city. But we're into building a football stadium with a retractable roof for a marginal football team that's probably, since I've been watching it, and I've seen a lot of horrible football. The last 4 years has been good, but anything before that has pretty much been horrible. And when we built them, the Georgia Dome, they was horrible. So to me, if you got a sports team, should do just like Jerry Jones. Take your own money and build it. But here, we've had to acquire two churches to get them out the way. Now we're struggling over a gravel parking lot. I mean, this is too much for an average team. I could very well understand if this team has had a couple of Super Bowls, but there's no Super Bowls here. And when you do get in the playoff, we get out in the first round. So I think the state of Georgia, the city of Atlanta, mostly the city of Atlanta, has their priorities wrong. I mean, we have trouble in the school systems here. We're taking money, taxpayers' money, to put up a stadium for a middle of the road team. But fortunately, some people who run in the city, they don't see it like that. Maybe they got bigger plans to run for other offices here in the state, and they get a little money thrown into their coffer. But I don't think we should take the rest of the city down the road that you're trying to go down just to get a certain office. So next time we're into building things, let's make sure that team has a winning record and come up with over 60% of their own money, not taxpayers. And we're going here acquiring churches and requiring them to move, and now we're trying to use eminent domain to take up a gravel parking lot that is next to the current stadium now. So it would have been just better if the team would have moved outside into the suburbs and built their own stadium with their own money. That's way we wouldn't have all this clutter around in that area. But to me, it's a wait-and-see process. They say they're going to develop that little neighborhood around there again and make it better. But when they built the last stadium around there, it appears to be the same kind of place. So we'll just have to wait and see. All this brouhaha that's going around here over a stadium for a middle-of-the-road team. But we can wait and see. Maybe the Falcons get to the Super Bowl and win a couple of Super Bowls and justify the stadium. And maybe we'll host a lot of other events here in Georgia. But we've already been doing that with the Georgia Dome. We've hosted the Final Four. We've hosted two Super Bowls. What we need is to be able to get around the city a lot more easier. We don't need to bring all these events here, and next thing you know, all the traffic is locked up and nobody can move an inch because we don't have the proper transit system to get around. So next time, before we allot money to a sports team, let's think about putting it into our schools and the transit system. Maybe we can then make Atlanta better through people coming to visit us, not talking about going to see a stadium or whatever, because let's be realistic. Getting these certain events means we'll have to compete against other cities. And some of these other cities will throw out, look, we can get around our city a lot more easily than y'all can get around Atlanta. So you might get lucky and host two Super Bowls or a certain event, and then they can say, okay, we can't get around down like that, so we don't come around. So let's don't just build a new stadium and raise up billions of dollars just to get maybe one or two Super Bowls, which we've already done with the Georgia Dome. So let's put our money somewhere that can better us, maybe into the school systems or the transit systems around here in Atlanta. Let's get better through those means. Let's don't worry about a billionaire and try to help him build up his toys. So we're going to go on to the next topic about Barack Obama targeting November 30th to fix this healthcare website. A lot of people have been complaining that they couldn't get on, and it takes hours to get on to this healthcare site. So that some people want to push this thing back to past that so nobody doesn't get the penalty. But unfortunately, Barack said he set a target date that he's going to have this website up and running in November 30th. And I personally think that, you know, maybe he can get it up and running. He put people on the job, a contractor to handle and oversee the people who are making this system better. So I don't think I've heard some grumbling in the news that some of the Democrats are saying push it back, but some of it, because it might affect their midterm election. But if you're worried about a midterm election, the Republicans are so far in the hole and doing dumb stuff. I mean, what if you do just have one glitch on your record? They have a whole lot of glitches on their record. They managed to shut down the government. So you're talking about, oh, this healthcare thing is going to work against us if you keep pushing on and not pushing the deadline back. To me, can't beat the Republicans. There's something wrong anyway. They're just a group of people who just stay in the news for the wrong reason, from shutting down the government with all and other bad ideas. I think, to me, they're just a bunch of old guys that should somewhat have moved on to retirement. But that is what we get when we elect people who can get in the Senate and serve a lifetime. You get they may work for the first 3 years. The other time, they're somewhere sitting around messing around. So you've seen that with the Republican Party. They're too old, too white, and too fat. They don't want to do anything but make trouble. You see Barack Obama come with a new idea. They want to find a hole in it or whatever, but they don't have any ideas. I think the best idea that maybe they came up with a couple of weeks ago was to trim $39 billion off the food stamp system over a 10-year period. Now, that is a system that needs to be fixed, but none of them are thinking about actually, you know, getting them a plan and fixing it, making it a temporary thing and, you know, getting those people off of it. They're just sitting back, you know, complaining about something. So it's like my grandmama said, if you ain't got nothing to do, say good about something, just shut your mouth and go away. And that's what the Republican Party should do, just shut up and go away, because they don't think of their own ideas. They won't tear somebody else's idea down. I mean, you can come up with your own plan. Somebody could go and fix the food stamp system, but instead, they came up with a somewhat decent idea about trimming the money off of it, but as soon as they presented that, they went back to trying to stop the Obamacare. I mean, you know how many people in America running around with no insurance and whatever? Just imagine, small town with hospitals. Say if you go down there to the emergency room with no insurance and never pay those bills. Yeah, you could write some of it off, but how much money do you think a small-time hospital has coming in and can afford to keep not getting money for the stuff you're leaving them on the hook with? So you're going to make it so that small-town hospitals close out and you have to go over to the next big town. So imagine you got emergency at your house and maybe these people could stabilize it here in the small hospital. But there's no small hospital because, look, they're not getting paid for the bills because of couple of freeloaders have gone down there and stuck this small hospital with stuff they didn't pay for, and the Republican Party are sitting back and hating the fact that they didn't come up with all these ideas. And then now there's some of the Democrats who appear to just be getting in the business of worrying about the midterm election and not being able to beat the Republicans. You look at the Republicans, they just sit there basically argue amongst themselves and come up with bad ideas, or the ideas they do come up with that are somewhat good, they never follow up on it because there's always one guy who's talking. So their party is not in a good condition when you go and shut down the government. I mean, you work for the people. You just can't go and hold the people hostage because somebody has a program to help the people and you don't like it. so you want to get it stopped. So anybody in the Democratic Party sitting around worrying about the midterm election, maybe you're not doing what you should be doing. So I think Barack is right to set this target of November 30th, getting all these bugs worked out and moving on. Because once you push back these things, like he's probably saying, here comes the Republican with something else. They try to launch another attack and plant more negative seeds in the people's head that you don't need it. So you want to go while the iron is hot and continue to move on. So I think he can get these glitches worked out with his computer system and get people signed up. So to me, I'm not worried about it. I have insurance, but it is something that I probably would look at down the road once they worked everything, the total glitches out, and it came on down. I mean, it probably would be just like when the VCR and the DVD and the flat screen came out. It was a little expensive at first, had its glitches, and then as time went on, it came on down. So, I mean, maybe the people in the first year, I mean, you might pay a little more money, but just look at the other side. You didn't have anything, and you were sticking it on people who had insurance and whatever, and causing our insurance to go up. So this is a win-win situation for everybody. I mean, some people at the moment might not think so, but I'm pretty sure somewhere along the road, somebody hollered about food stamps. They didn't want that to have. Now you probably got people who set up on food stamps who don't need to be on food stamps. So let's give things a chance before we holler something negative, and let's try to shoot for this goal on November 30th. And those Democrats who worried about the midterm, I mean, you need to get out and strengthen your effort. Not talking about, the Republicans going to gain on you. If they're gaining on you from the stuff they're doing, maybe you don't need to be in office either. So I'm Ezell Clark here on Community Talk Radio. We're on every Saturday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're also on Cigar Radio. We're also on the BBSRadio.com. So we're going to go back to more music and come back with our next topic.
Eyes for to see. I love you.
Girl.
I'm Ezell Clark here on Community Talk. We're on Cigar Radio every Saturday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're also going to be found on the bbsradio.com. We're going to go on to our next topic about China trying to stop people from killing doctors due to poor medical care. So some people in America are complaining about the Obamacare, but we got people over in China, which is a very large country, hollering about they're getting very poor care from doctors. So they have to almost pay a bribe to make sure they get top flight medical care. So sometimes we better be careful what we're complaining about. Just look at people over in the next country and see how they have it, and you should be thankful. But unfortunately, like I said before, we got a certain group of people who don't want you to have what they have, so they throw what I'm going to call salt or mess things up, try to make it look bad. So we're going to give you a little information on what's going on in China. China plans to beef up security in its hospitals to prevent the death of doctors and nurses in an attack by patients. Relatives outraged over the cost and quality of care. Experts say that without significant health care changes to tackle the cause of conflict, the measures will not improve safety. Attacks on medical staff, mostly by angry relatives, killed 7 people and ended 28 in 2012. According to the National Health and Family Planning Commission, which issued security guidelines with the Ministry of Public Security, China Police Force, the guidelines suggest the number of security guards in each hospital should be at least one per 20 patients' bed, or no less than 3% of medical staff. The guidelines call for alarm buttons, security doors, and scanning equipment to detect weapons, plus camera surveillance and foot patrol. Besides the increased hardware, the authorities say better mediation of medical disputes is necessary, and more education to guide patients to safeguard their rights in a rational manner. Emotions often run high at Chinese hospitals as a result of resentment over expensive and hard-to-access medical treatment. Anger can be compounded by the need to pay bribes to guarantee good service and supplement doctor usually low wages. So we're here in America running around hollering about Obamacare. And before Obamacare, most of us went down to the emergency room. And if you didn't have any money or whatever, okay, you paid a little of the bill and didn't pay it. Or you had Peach Care here in Georgia. I don't know what else we have in these other states or how you was doing it. But basically, you pay what you wanted or sticking the bill to the man who was got out there working. And now here you complaining. But if we look over into China, which is a very huge country, they have all these problems with the doctors being paid low wages. So he accepts the bribes to do his best work. So he figures, he has a mentality of this: I ain't getting paid good money to do anything, so I'm going to do crappy work on them. If they die, they die. So then the relatives just comes in and starts to beat them. Now, if you're a doctor, and I don't care where you're at in this world, you should be doing the best work that you can do. It shouldn't be about money, but unfortunately, some people are greedy there in the medical field or try to gouge others. When you come down there sick, they see that they're taking advantage of it, that they could charge this on the insurance and do this and do that. But I don't know if they have insurance over there in China, but some of the people feel that they're not getting the proper care because a lot of money is not changing hands, so their relatives die or stay sick, or they have to move on. So it results in the doctors being severely beaten, or in some cases even getting killed. So we here in America should be paying a close attention to this situation here, because we have a good compared to what's going on over there. But we decide to get out and complain and say, oh, we got freedom of speech and we're going to do that. Sometimes, running your mouth in a situation that you shouldn't be running your mouth doesn't help matters at all. And maybe if you want to run your mouth, get out and go over there and try to help those people. Use your freedom of speech, even though you might not have it over there, and run your mouth and uplift somebody, not try to tear down the situation. So let's don't be in this country complaining every 5 minutes about stuff you don't have, or you don't have nothing to eat. Maybe in some cases you don't have what you want to eat, but you have it, or you don't like Obamacare, but you're the one who's down there with the peach card, or down there, running up a bill and not paying all of it or whatever, and causing the people to chase you around the country for the bill. So let's get on the right track and get off the track that's eventually is going to derail this country, complaining and not working. So let's pay attention to other people in less fortunate situations and say, wow, I need to shut my mouth up and get to work and do what I can to make this country better and myself better, not go around here running around, because over here the doctor's not getting paid a whole lot of money, so he's not doing a whole lot of work. That also could be the case here. You know, go down here to the doctor here in America, they look at it as, okay, some people might be giving you surgery or medicines you don't need just to charge and run up the insurance. So we, in the long run, some of us are going to be very thankful for Obamacare, but the few who keeps running their mouth, maybe just go ahead to Beijing, China, and get some of these doctors over here. And then once you get in that situation, maybe you'll realize that it's a bad situation and try to come back, but we don't want you back. So I'm Ezell Clark here on Community Talk. We're on every Saturday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Cigar Radio. We also can be heard on the bbsradio.com. We're going to go back to more music and come back with our next topic.
I cry a lot when I realize that you're not here. But I know that God's care, there's nothing to fear, nothing to fear. Rest in peace seems so far. Jesus, till he calls me, and I'll be there.
No tears, but we are there.
I'm Ezell Clark here on Community Talk. We're on every Saturday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're on Cigar Radio also every Saturday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're also going to be heard on the bbsradio.com. We're going back to our next topic. This topic is also world news about two Americans being kidnapped in Nigeria from there's more piracy being involved. Right now there's a movie showing about a ship's captain being kidnapped in 2009 off the coast of Somalia by pirates. So I often wonder, and sometimes talk with my wife, that Nigeria has a lot of natural resources and oil and everything, but why do we always hear something negative about going on around that with the oil that Nigeria produces? It probably produces just as much as these places over in the Middle East, but unfortunately, you got people who go along the oil pipeline and, you know, bust it open and hold your hostages, pirates and everything. So, look, instead of that country being filthy rich, such as some of those countries in the Middle East and Saudi Arabia, you got people who go around stooping, getting in small boats, riding out to the, just off the shore and holding up these boats out there and taking their belongings and captains just to make a little few bucks. But if they really looked at the big picture, if they was to stop what they're doing and had their oil situation right, they probably could produce just as much as those Middle Eastern countries and be just as well off. But unfortunately, they want to do things like go out and kidnap and stoop into piracy. So we're going to give you a little information on it. The United States is investigating reports that pirates kidnapped two Americans from a U.S. flagship off the coast of Nigeria in West Africa, where security has been a growing concern. The incident involves a U.S. flag vessel, the 222-foot Sea Retriever, in the Gulf of Guinea. We are seeking additional information about the incident, the State Department said. The ship captain and chief engineer were abducted early Wednesday morning, according to the British security firm AKE. Rick Fion of AKE said Nigerian Central Naval Command has provided no additional information. The ship is owned by Edison Cortez Offshore, based in Cutoff, Louisiana. ECO supports the majority of the U.S. Gulf deep water oil rigs and an expanding global market with a fleet of more than 200 vessels, ranging from 87 to more to 360 feet in length, according to the company website. So this things that the people do over in Nigeria, from going open, you know, rupturing open the oil pipe and getting what you want out of it, to having coups or whatever you want to call it, to these pirates going off and doing things and taking ships that get into their water, hostages, you know, holding them for ransom or stealing the cargo. So those things are small. Yeah, it's going to make you a little money, but just imagine. Just look at Saudi Arabia. Yeah, they probably could. There's probably some terrorists there, but they probably make sure that those people stay clear or whatever that's going on. They may tell them, look, we're getting money from them. They're buying oil. We'll give you a little money, but just shut your mouth and get away. Don't come over here tearing it up. Go on over to those other places and do it. That could. I ain't saying that Nigeria is to stoop to such level if Saudi Arabians are doing it, but you need to get yourself together and stop worrying about going out playing a pirate and making a little money when you can get your oil situation together and get your government straight and be able to do correct business with the U.S. And you wouldn't have to go out and steal. I mean, you could be one of the richest countries and prop up your people, but instead your oil situation is probably very poor because you go there and burst open pipes. The government is probably not strong because you have somebody doing a coup or whatever, and he'll tell you he's doing the coup to make things better, but actually what he's doing it for, to get in and continue to steal too. So I guess some of the problems you see in Nigeria, and then you often wonder, well, I wonder why did some of them come over here and run away. And I could see that down. You got people who only looking out for themselves. They're not looking out for the good of the people, how to make the country better. So I can understand why somebody would leave and come to America and try to make their life better. But I don't condone jumping into a small boat, going out and taking a ship hostage that's going out just to resupply some of these oil rigs with the stuff they need on it, and you go out, take the people hostage, and try to get money. I guess somebody realized last week the movie Captain Phillips debuted, so somebody now probably said, oh, look, let's take a captain and two guys from here, and maybe we too can get a movie made too. But, okay, it's only going to be one movie made like that. And somewhere along the line, I heard on the radio that Captain Phillips was actually being sued by 9 members of the crew because they wanted him to go 300 miles off the coast, not go to any direction that he went in. So he's going to get on a movie and get a little fame, but whatever money that he does get off of it, some of the crew members going to get it. Get some of his money for putting their life in danger. But I guess if I was the captain, I would have done the same thing. Look, I would have told him, look, we'll be off course and be behind delivering this stuff if we go 300 miles off. And that's what he did. He managed to get himself kidnapped and put the rest of them in danger. But being in a country like Nigeria with all its natural resources, you shouldn't be worried about tearing it up. What about fixing it up? And then that way you can go do business with the rest of the world, with your oil and whatever else you have there. But unfortunately, you just portray yourself as being somebody who's, in a negative situation. And the rest of the world come over and look and say, okay, they're very poor. But some of this might be due to, a lot of it is due to the way you conduct your own business. So some of the countries and who have certain leaders in, let's be about leading the country, not stealing from the country, because with a steady flow of oil income coming into such a country, you'll be well off for a long time. I've been to Saudi Arabia and Dubai and all that, and those places are very nice. Everybody's driving around in nice cars and everything, and even some of the areas which you can consider poor, they appear to be a lot better off than some of us who say we are middle class, and they would be labeled as poor over there, but everything was nice and well kept. So I've never been to Nigeria, but my sister dated a guy from Nigeria, and all he was about was coming here and figuring out how to scam things. So you come from those countries, if you do come here to live in the United States, leave your scamming ways behind, because here people don't get to the bottom of the situation real quick, especially with your skin being dark. So there's a lot of people here in America that was here before you tried to scam, and they all had these nice little residents in the prison system. So let's try to develop your own country and stop the stealing over there. And then once it gets old over there to you, you try to come over here and continue your criminal activity. So let's just stay in your own place and develop your own country and get your oil situation going. And that way you don't have to go out and be pirates. So I'm Ezell Clark here on Community Talk Radio. We're on every Saturday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're here on Cigar Radio every Saturday night, and we also can be heard on the BBS Radio. I'm going to go back to more music and close out the show. And for everybody listening, I think you always should keep thriving to reach the top and not settle for anything, not let somebody tell you, okay, I'm putting your name on this to show you honor, when you know it's disrespect, or I'm making a movie to show you something when everybody already knows that you already know about slavery, so there's nothing more possible you could gain. I mean, we already know about that story, that's 7 to 12 years of slavery or whatever, so let's try to be looking forward and write our history in a more positive manner, and that's for all race of people who enter into America. Let's don't keep holding on to stuff that got you in that kind of trouble in the first place. So I'm Ezell Clark here on Community Talk Radio. We're on Cigar Radio every Saturday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We also could be heard on BBS Radio. So have a good night.
I'll be your loving faithful queen, 'cause you're the kind of man.